Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
We're at that time of the year where we're experiencing a lot of the hallmark holidays, as I like to call them. Times where we're encouraged to take stock of what our parents have meant to us and give some gratitude for that. Whenever these sort of things come up, I'm always keen to ask, what's happening for the other 363 days in the year? And what are we doing to build and maintain our relationships for the rest of the year? Because that's actually where a lot of the work needs to be done. So the first thing is to use this as an opportunity to look for longer term work and look for improving relationships or prioritizing relationships in the longer term for the rest of the year, between one Father's Day and the next Father's Day, for example. The other key mistake that I see people make all the time, and it's something that you can do this year, you've still got enough time to change this, is to actually use gifts as the expression of gratitude on these dates. Gifts are really great. They can be very meaningful and very important and can be a lovely experience to receive the gift, but it's always important to remember that it's not the gift itself that's important on these days. And often the gift doesn't necessarily express what you're grateful for. So I'm going to encourage everyone to ask themselves, in what ways am I grateful for my parents, for my family? What have they taught me about the role of being a parent? Have they helped me to get my values and strengths? And how important are they to me? And how have they shaped and influenced my life? What have I learned about being a parent myself, about being a man or a woman? And then actually encouraging people to take the time, not only to think about this, but then to tell them. Tell them exactly what they mean to you and have meant and what they might mean to your kids. And then give that as the gift, because that truly is the gift that keeps on giving, and that's where we can actually show our gratitude for and actually name it. And this is what helps to strengthen relationships, and this is what makes these days meaningful. So practice that. There's a mind game for you. Talk to you next week.